find the whole of Gita in a way, the Akshara and the...
Absolutely.
Shada, the entire thing.
Absolutely. You have got exactly the right point. In fact, this is the most important verse. Or you might say one of the most important verses. And when we should come to the 8th chapter, where Sri Krishna will say, I will now tell you the full knowledge, and more than full, so much that after knowing which nothing more remains to be known, then you will get the same proposition in a much more elaborate manner, but the same idea is repeated in the 8th chapter. So the entire universe is everywhere explained. And because of that whole knowledge of the universe, you are able to do the action rightly. And what is to be done, is done. You are then enabled to do action and yet not to be bound by action. Action is burnt, action is created, action is controlled, and whatever event you want to create is created. And yet, you are free from action. Even when you create, you are still unaffected by anything that is created. You are still superior to action. In fact, that is what is said in now 17th verse. That even when you act and even when you do all this, at the same time, if you are seated in the self, then for you no action remains. You can do the whole world, you can make a tremendous revolution in the world. And people may hail you as the originator of all the revolution. But as far as you are concerned, you are seated in the self quietly. And for you, there is no action. That is because all action is offered already. And it is all burnt. There is no action left for you. And that is the secret of freedom. To do action and yet to be free, this is the condition that when you are seated in yourself, and by self is not meant something that is your egoistic self, but the vastest, like Varuna, Mitra, all this is satisfied, that self, when you reach that point, then only you can create a real action. And then you can see that you are not the creator at all. All is created from the Prajapati, from the Supreme. Therefore, for you, no action remains. Na eva tasya kritena artaha na akrite kritena iha kaschana na cha asya sarvabhuteshu kaschit artha vyapashrayaha. For him, when he reaches that point, in this world he has no interest whatever to gain by the action that he has done, and seeks nothing to gain by the actions that he has not done. For he who delights in the self, such an enlightened person does not depend on anything for any interest of his own. Tasmat, therefore, asaktah satatam karyam karma samachara asaktahi acharan karma param apnoti purushah. Now this idea of tasmat is very important. Having described all this, again Sri Krishna says, therefore do the action. Although you have gone above action and there is nothing which now remains for you to be done, even then you act. Tasmat asaktah satatam karyam karma samachara. All the time you do action, but asaktah, knowing that you are not the doer of action. Asaktahi acharan, on non-attached you do everything, you move about. When you do that, then you attain to the Supreme. Now come 7 verses, which you might say perhaps the most remarkable propositions of the Bhagavad Gita. These seven verses have been forgotten in a long history of India. They have been neglected, and that is why India has fallen to present condition of poverty and ignorance. But now you listen to these seven verses. We shall read out these seven verses and concentrate on them. Shri Krishna says, Karme karmane vahi sam siddhim asita janakadayah loka sangraham eva api sampashyan kartum arhasi. Men like Janaka, they attain the supreme by doing action alone. The importance of action is underlined. It is not by giving up action, but even when you are not doing action, when you reach that position that you are not doing any action, even then you act. That's superiority over action. And yet continuing to act, that is underlined in these seven verses. And here a very important concept is given, loka sangraha. This is the master idea of the Bhagavad Gita, loka sangraha. When I have nothing to act for myself, when all that I need, all that is gone, all is burnt away, then what is the motive of action? There is no motive excepting to give yourself entirely, all that you have and you are, and give your entire self to whom? To Purusha, to the Supreme. This offering is done to the Supreme, and the Supreme is manifested in Prajaha. This Supreme again throws himself into all the beings. There is the sacrifice from our side to Purushottama, and Purushottama sacrifices himself back into all the people. Not in you alone, that is the important point. Sarvaha prajaha, everything in the world is created by the Supreme. Therefore, Supreme throws himself into all. Therefore, when you have given up everything and still you have to do action, that action is for what? It is like Supreme himself. Supreme himself does everything for what? For sarvaha prajaha, for all the people. Therefore, Shri Krishna says, that when there is no other motive for action, when you don't need to do anything at all, you still act. And that is for loka sangraha, for all the people, so that people remain united.